This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. In just a few minutes, I got a nugget of information that is going to make you very, very confident about Sunday afternoon.
All right.
Very confident. No one has this, Al. Right. I'm the only one who has it, and I will be delivering it in about 15 minutes. But on the line right now, I got to work this out. Before I bring on my good friend Brandon Graham, Al, and I would point out he is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. On his show last night, perhaps goaded by Howard Eskin, Mr. Graham said this.
First thing in the morning, you know, you got some grumpy old men out there, and that's what they want to do. They want to release everything that they can. And point out all the negatives of the game. But I'm happy coach.
Right, on the line to explain himself is our good friend, Mr. Brandon Graham. Brandon, was that a reference to me?
Wow. You took that one, man. Nick Sirianni must got you on one.
Well, here's the thing. We've had great conversations. I think I've tried to treat you with great class because I love you. I think you're an amazing player.
You know that wasn't no shot at you. I was talking about, like, fans that call in.
Oh,
we were talking about
fans.
Call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying people that call in, you know, they first thing in the morning, grumpy old man. I know one of them, Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox is my guy. But he know he a grumpy old man.
Oh, it's him. I'm glad you clarified that.
But it wasn't even Fletch. It was just people in general. But it was so funny, you know, that you took it like that because I heard about Nick, came at you. So, yeah, man, get out your feelings. You're all good, baby.
It's no problem, Brandon. I have no. I've been called way worse. Believe me.
I know.
But
you already know.
Here's the thing, Brandon. Here's what I'm sensing: that you guys, the Eagle team, the guys in the locker room, that it's comfortable for you to feel disrespected, to see that the Power Rankings have you fifth when you think you should be first. That helps you to get ready for a game mentally, doesn't it?
It definitely do.
Yeah.
Definitely do. You know, and you know, you just, all you got to do is make it about yourself. You know, people going to talk and do what they're going to do, but it makes us put out our product even better. And that's a great thing for us because we need everything we can do to make sure that we locked in to give ourselves a shot to win the game.
Well, absolutely. And that game last Saturday night was spectacular, Brandon. I want to ask you, when you're in the middle of a game like that and you're up 7-0, 14-0, 21-0, all in the first half, can you sense when you're getting ready to, when you're on the field, they're getting ready to snap the ball, that they already are feeling kind of like they're out of it? What's that like? Are you picking up some negative body language on the field from them?
You know what? You're really not putting up with a lot of bad body language, but you just want to. But you don't want to. You want to make sure that you that you don't get caught up thinking that it's over because it's not. You know, and so I always try to remind people, hey, don't, like the Chargers. You know, they thought they was up. They was having fun doing all that. Come on, y'all, let's finish this game. And so, you know, you just have examples that you see before you, and you always reference those games and, you know, get everybody to lock back in. But it's, you definitely want to have fun, you know, because you work your butt off to get those 21 points, but you got to make sure that you stay focused to remember what's going on.
Yeah, I was watching. By the way, Brandon Graham got his 12th sack of this season, which is an all-time high for him. And it was an example of how, even in the second half, you never quit on a play. Could you just explain to me? You do not get through initially. What keeps you going thinking that you're still going to get an opportunity to get to Daniel Jones?
You know what? Just knowing that it ain't over and you got so much opportunity and you know there's going to be a passing situation. And so I always just try to, you know, just stay relentless on whatever I do, whenever I'm out there. Because you can change the game at any moment. And that's how I'm thinking about it. And, you know, when you look back at the games, you'd be like, oh, this is the play that changed the game or this is the play that did this. And so, you know, I just want to be that spark just like everybody else. And so if I can go out there and make a play, you know, even if it's, you know, if we winning already, it's like, you know, you want to keep them down. So, you know, I'm always trying to make sure I'm doing my part.
After all these years, Brandon, when you're playing a really big game like the one coming up Sunday, do you still feel the pressure, the excitement? What do you feel just before the snap to start a game like that?
Oh, man, you know, it is pressure because you one game away from, you know, getting to somewhere you talked about. But at the end of the day, you just got to stay you. Stay being you and make sure that you maximize and do everything that you're supposed to do for the week. Talk to your guys and, you know, motivate them and make sure that you do your part as a leader, do our part as teammates, you the look team. Just keep doing that. Stay consistent on that. And I think, you know, everything would definitely be fine.
Hey, Brandon, you're facing a seventh-round draft pick rookie. This is unheard of that a guy would be in a position like this. How important is it to rush him, to force him into quick decisions?
Oh, it's very important. At a quarterback, man, you got to make sure that you get him off his spot, get him uncomfortable, because it's definitely not one of those. It's one of those things where, you know, you don't want a quarterback playing 7-on-7 without a D-line out there, you know, and sometimes people definitely make sure that they take a D-line out the game, but you got to keep rushing. Because when your opportunity comes, you better hit him, because that might just be the one to let him know, you know, to hold the ball a little more, because now he's thinking about it, or throw it in the dirt as quick as he can, because he see the same guy that hit him before hit him again. I mean, people remember those hits, I'm telling you.
Oh, so get him early. Important. Get him early and have him waiting for the next one, right? Like, let him know, yep. Uh-oh, this is not what I faced the last couple of weeks.
Yep, and that's what you know, every team is different. Every week is different.
Right. All right.
And, you know,
in practice, Brandon, you do face Lane Johnson, correct?
Oh yeah, every week.
Do you ever beat him in practice? He never gives up a sack or a pressure in games. Does he at least occasionally lose in practice?
Oh yeah, man. You know, that's why I feel like he's so good, because we all sharpening each other. On top, I mean, I've been playing with him for years, and you know, he finally getting his just due. But I've been telling them, keeping them committed to. Just keep being you, man. Don't worry about what they ain't seen yet. It's gonna come at the right time. And look at it with a 14-3 season. You know, you being pro. I mean, you know, first team All Pro, all that stuff, man. People recognizing and seeing you now. So, you know, just stay being that. Stay being you.
All right. You know, he's facing Nick Bosa, who is phenomenal, right? What do you think about that matchup, Brandon?
Man, it's. I'm gonna put my money on Lane all day, because I know Lane is out here, man, making this groin injury look easy, you know. And I know for him, you know, it means a lot to him, you know. And I know that he's gonna work his butt off, and I'm gonna make sure we keep sharpening each other.
It sounds great. Last thing, Brandon, you know how much the fans love you in this town, and they will listen to what you tell them. What do they need to do for your team on Sunday?
Please, baby, come out there and just. Be y'all, yell, scream. Make sure you make it hard for Purdy when he come in here, and let him know this is our house.
I love it. Brandon, nothing but success. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
No, let's go, baby.
Love it. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon Graham with some insights.